Rollin was the next one that was recommended to us as being a top notch. But it's a little different caliber.
Rolla has an enterprise fund that pays for all that. It is a very, I'll call it in hillbilly words, it's a very high pollutant facility.
I believe I said it's a different caliber, was my way of putting it. So we did. So I didn't make a trip there to look at it. I didn't think it was in our.
I was wanting to go tour it, and I talked to the director, and after talking with him, I thought, no, that's.
Where's that at?
Up in Rolla.
It's supposed to be the top, but
they've got conveyor belts. It's all automated. I mean, it's pretty high tech.
There are 100 different ways to have a recycle center, and I've probably toured 50 or 60 of them. So, you know, if you just keep putting your ideas out there on the table, you'll come up with the idea that's right for our communities. It can be done.
Would the highway location take the used motor oil and chemical waste, like you've been talking about, like you take now, right? And glass?
Yeah, we need to talk about glass, but Devin, did you
we
want to
currently take the glass at the transfer station and at our Z-Mills location. And when we get full over there, we bring it over to the transfer station.
Because if I'm correct, if the city contracts with the third party like Republic to offer curbside service, they won't take hazardous chemicals, they won't take glass, they won't take used motor oil.
No.
So even the citizens of Branson will have to go to that highway for that.
And I did read in your survey many people wanting curbside service and stuff. No, we would not be involved in that at all. We could, they would be bringing it to the.
But I could see a scenario where some of them would go ahead and offer the curbside service, but still take their hazardous waste if they want to do glass. Could you see that?
Do you guys not get any glass downtown at all?
Yes. Yes, we get about 5 tons a month downtown.
And it's put in a trailer and then it's hauled to the transfer station?
Yeah, our glass is all self-service. We have two big glass roll-offs, about half the size of this room. Okay. And our staff does not touch glass. We do, and I will say, you have a lot of elderly people who use your recycle facilities, and so we always help them. But and for the most part, we work for years training our citizens on what glass you can bring and what glass not to. And if you can't get up the stairs with it because it's heavy, we help you. But do you have to help people out at the transfer station?
No, we do. Out of courtesy, yes. But then we have a truck comes by. I think it's he hauls into one of the local quarries and goes by and checks the recycle or the glass recycling. If it has enough for a load, then we load him up, and away he goes with it. So it works out good.
It does.
On the budget, you said the 200 and what'd you say? 260,
275, our 2020 budget was. Plus or minus some change there, you know.
And the majority of it is?
Salaries.
Salaries?
Yeah, I think 160, give or take a little, salaries.
So
we could we get a copy of that? Because yeah, had gotten the salary was like 200 and something down.
Well, but even then, so at 100 and, so you off the top of your head, you think 160,000 is roughly salaries?
Yeah.
For two employees?
Is there, the total that I'm showing that the city provided was $227,582 for three full-time plus a 25% administrative assistant.
That included their benefits and everything, too.
Right.
Yeah. And for what year was that, Debbie?
2019.
And I've got it here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's what Christian County gave us, a breakdown of the salaries, the benefits, and everything, and also what the insurance, you know, every little line item. So you would kind of know what you were looking at, know what would pertain to you so that we can go in with our eyes as open as we can to know what to in doing the budget.
I believe that Christian Counties did not include what would be my position because it was being done by their planner, but I think Keith would attest that he doesn't have time to do what I've done to manage the recycle center, and it needs managing. So that's why, as Debbie said, our show's 3.25 employees, and Christian County's, I didn't see their stats, but I know it only included their employees there at the recycle center. Is that right, Commissioner?
Pretty sure they commented that one day it was $80,000 for their overhead.
Yeah. And what I meant about the, like it broke out the actual expense of everything, like the insurance you had to carry on there. Anytime they put anything into it, it broke it out. So you would know, like we do, anything, if you put a budget for it, you know what line item it's going to, and you would know.
Yeah, and that's what this budget is.
That's what it would be good to, I think, for, yeah,
sure,
to see.
I've got it right here to speak to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Copy me on that, would you?
Okay.
So you're thinking if we go into it that we would need an overseer that did the financial part of it, like what you're saying
It's not just the financial, it's managing those materials. As I said, if you're managing 5-6 materials and they all have different values, and one glass you do not get revenue for, but it's really important to your citizens, and it came back to us as fiberglass insulation was donated to our low-income housing here in the county. So, again, Keith has more things to manage than administration of managing those materials. And like I said, I tried to manage them to maximize our revenue because that helped offset our expenses. You could choose other ways and have less revenue. And also, again, the outreach and education is critical to the success of your program. And without it, you will have a lot of trash. Right. And a lot of unhappy citizens. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Fine. Right now, Devin, who's determining, who's managing when they call the, is that part, just part of with the transfer station? Is that where that's coming from?
On one now.
When you're going to sell the items, who's handling the selling of them, the trailer loads and so forth?
Oh, we don't sell the glass, though.
No.
We just have a contract with Ripple. Ripple comes down and gets it.
And then we did have a contract with a tire company that came and got a tire trailer, but I'm doing it the way we're doing because it's a lot more cost-effective.
Cardboard.
Like now with our tin and aluminum, as we get a load, we just take it out to the Taneyville and they buy it from us. Purina for the paper, as it gets full, we call them. They bring another container, take that one away.
Could we continue to operate that way?
Yeah. The cardboard and plastic would just be a learning experience on how we would have to go about it, but it seems pretty cut and dry. We get a contract with somebody, and as we get it full, they come and get it and give us whatever the dollar amount should be at the time.
So we shouldn't have any problem operating that way then?
I wouldn't think. Unless there's something I'm missing.
To Mona's point, it may not be as, we may not be getting top dollar, but it's probably a lot easier to manage.
Maybe.
In doing it that way, which would then probably save us money because we're not having to pay somebody to manage. You have a position that's already over other things. We would have to create a new position. That's not, that becomes not cost effective for us. If I'm picking up what you guys are both saying.
You know, and I've heard different citizens throughout the county said that, you know, I'm willing to pay whatever it may be per year, just throw $100 out there and have like a tag in my window to where I drive in, you see I paid my yearly fee to help offset some of the costs for it. I think there would be quite a few people willing to participate in that.
How often do the same people come every week?
A lot of people.
Do they come every 3 days or every day? Every.
We have.
Just average.
Yeah, I'm guessing a third of the people come every week. It is into their routine and is very important to them. 10% are visitors to our area, and they look us up online, and they come from, that's why our assistant administrator said we've got people from, on this petition from California and Texas, is because they were here visiting, and they look us up and they use our recycle center. And then the other third would be people who come, like some businesses come. They drive their own trucks over there, so they might come every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and some people come once a month. So did that answer it?
No.
Sorry.
The thing is,
I'm just wondering
if higher for businesses because you're saving them a dumpster fee. Hollister Schools was ready when the Branson Recycle Center closed down, when Tantone closed down, where they've been using for 8 years, they were looking at Springfield or Harrison to take recyclables, and they were willing to do that because it was still cheaper than having to have an extra dumpster full every week for the school. And that's true with businesses, too. And a lot of businesses don't have room for that extra dumpster. Right. And they certainly don't have room to have a baler. You know, that might work at some place like Walmart, but it's not going to work in a little strip mall or something like that.
The reason I was asking is if they come once a week, we charge $2 a visit, if they come every week. That's what I was trying to break down as far as what type of fee, if any fee at all.
Probably get into the charging like that is you're going to have another person, another position to handle that.
We kind of keep track. I have a list of the 38 or so businesses that I know of. But again, if you've got 50 cars stacked up, you're not asking everybody, is your truckload from a business? But I have people who come with a pickup truck every, I don't know how often they come, but they're a small business.
Right now, you do not charge anything. They come and go. Did Monette charge anything?
No.
I've not spoken with one that does have a charge. No. So, I mean, if we can...
If we can stay away from that,
yeah, I think it would be good for the... And also, it would encourage people to get into it more.
And as you go through this, I just want to say, the recycle center is always your government's happy place. It's where people feel that I'm just an ordinary citizen, and here's something that government is doing for me. It's a very positive point of contact.
On Taney County's end on it is we operate strictly off of sales tax. So they can see as they're buying merchandise within the county, their sales tax is... That's where it's going to be, along with everything else. I mean, it has to operate the whole county. But it's not their property tax. It's not the personal. It's the sale, the merchandise they buy within their county with the merchants that is being put back into the county, that sales tax.
And if I could speak from an educator's point of view, I teach at Hollister High School. I teach recycling to the young people, and they just soak it up. I mean, you're getting generations of kids coming out. They're all about recycling. If they understand we're inheriting this issue, we need to be active. You agree more? The young people are all about. She's come and spoke to my classes about recycling. Awesome. I love it.
Many of my emails and phone calls have been from the younger. I mean, I know they say you've got this generation millennials and all of this, but it seems like that my millennials, the younger ones, have they've been grown up, taught to recycle, and they want to continue.
I talk to a lot of older people that their kids come home from school, like you mentioned, teaching their parents about recycling and getting them involved. I talked to a lot of them lately about that.
It is the expectation of the next generation that it's not why would you have recycling, it's why wouldn't you.
Right.
It's their expectation, and it's the same thing with the older generation. They went through the Depression. They don't throw things away. They will drive it to the recycle center. It's very important to them.
Or they have their own landfill.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Well, why do you refuse to hear the truth?
They repurpose everything. They'll use it. But
I say we may need it sometime. And as soon as you give it away or